This is Biz Today, your daily business catch-up from Today FM.
We're celebrating a birthday. This is an amazing, kind of revolutionary New Zealand company. It turns 20 years old today, Cord Bank. Now, I didn't really know enough about cord blood cells in the lead up to this, so I did a deep dive. And this really, I think, is changing healthcare. It's such a positive, epic company that celebrates the advancements of science. So I'm really happy to join in on the celebration. Jenny Reynish joins me now. She's the co-founder. And look, as so often is the case, this all started from a very personal story. And Jenny, let's start right there.
Well, it actually started because of my dad, who had one of those really big ripping yarn kind of lives, but was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 65 and then spent the next 15 years really dying slowly. And when I would visit him as he lost the ability to speak, I'd find myself thinking, well, I wonder what's going on in his body that means he's going backwards. He seems to be losing all of the ability he has. And I found myself thinking, I wonder if there's anything that could make you go forwards, if there's a way of kind of reversing that sort of decline and that loss. And I never came to a conclusion, but it really stayed in my mind. And when I was pregnant with our second daughter, Valentina, I read in an American magazine about a service that allowed you to collect when your baby was born from their umbilical cord blood, these turbocharged stem cells that could regenerate all manner of functions in your body. And a light went on in my head. I thought, this is it. This is actually the thing I was looking for. These cells have this power, and how amazing is that?
This is so in the sweet spot of what I like to talk about. I mean, the future is looking so good when it comes to rejuvenative, preventative health. We are just at the ground floor. And so this is super exciting. But we were talking off here before we started. It's so much just about education. And I think for a lot of people, they just don't know. And I know for you, there was frustration. And that kind of led into somewhat of determination, really, didn't it, to get this out there and get this to be a service that Kiwis can actually use.
Absolutely. I mean, when I signed up for this service in America and bought the kit and got it down here, my husband, who's American, looked at the fine print and said, okay, you can collect her cord blood when she's born, but it needs to be in cryogenic storage in a number of hours, you know, quite a short period of time. Hmm. It's just not going to get to the States in that time. And so I thought, well, that's the tyranny of distance. You know, that is one of the challenges of being in New Zealand. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I can't do this for Valentina, but I just can't live with the idea that no New Zealand family is ever going to have this. So I thought, well, New Zealand needs umbilical cord blood storage bank, and I'm going to start one.
And that was 20 years ago. The funny thing was that 20-year-old now is working for a mutual friend of ours in Sydney, having a wonderful life. And the way that her future is protected in some ways, thanks to this incredible thing that you built. What is possible now that wasn't possible before, thanks to Cord Bank?
I mean, I think the irony of Valentina's story is I actually couldn't collect it for her because I couldn't send it to the States in time. So neither of my children have this protection, which makes me feel even more passionate about the fact that, look, I missed out, but I don't want all those other families to miss out. And sort of that's what drove me, because it just seemed so unfair and so unreasonable. What I've discovered in 20 years is exactly as you said at the start of the interview, the future is developing, and the things that you could use cord blood for 20 years ago to rebuild the immune system after cancer treatment as an alternative to bone marrow was absolutely a standard therapy. But since then, the uses we've seen here and around the world to help brain injury at birth, to help all kinds of solid tumour cancers. And it's in trials for many of the illnesses and injuries that you can't sort with drugs, that pharmaceuticals can't solve, they can treat. And there's nothing magic about what we do. What's magic is the stem cells in the umbilical cord are themselves meant to build you. So if you save them at birth and you store them with us, then they're there for your whole life, regardless of what happens to you. And, you know, they're regenerative, which is great, because every day we're alive, we're degenerating. And so these are perfect little pieces of turbocharged you that are ready and waiting to go back into you when you need them.
Something was said to me recently, and it's funny because when we think about the future, sometimes we need to think like a science fiction writer. I mean, where we're heading is amazing. And we talked about your story, but I'm kind of interested as well to talk about the stories of the parents that you've helped. Over 20 years, you must have some epic stories of how you've saved lives, you know, thanks to what you do.
What has been fascinating is, you know, we're 20 years into it and we've had lots of stories, some of which I can tell you and some of which I can't because families don't want to share them. But I think, you know, what I've seen is this is 20 years and cord blood stem cells can stay in storage into infinity. So as time goes by, more and more of the children who've already stored their cord blood will use them. And the statistics say there's a 1 in 200 chance by the age of 70 you will need a stem cell transplant. I mean, the future is here. Probably the one experience that sort of stands out the most for me was the very first cord blood unit we released for a little girl who was four. Her family had banked the cord blood just because it seemed like a good idea. And she was diagnosed with a stage four cancer at Starship Hospital. And effectively, Starship said, look, at stage four, there's very little we can do. And mainly what you need to do is take her home to die, which was pretty shocking for them. They are, you know, pretty determined, pretty feisty parents and said, well, look, we have her cord blood stored. So from our point of view, all we want you to do is treat the cancer. And because we've got the stem cells, all you need to do is reinfuse those to rebuild her immune system. Because the problem with cancer treatment is it kills the good cells and the bad cells, and you have no immune system. So traditionally, you would need a bone marrow donor or something else complicated. So Starship said, great, that's fine. We will do that. She had surgery to remove the tumour and some radiation to deal with the after effects. And then her cord blood stem cells went from our lab in Freemans Bay up to Starship and were just simply reinfused through a little drip into her vein. And she's the only stage four neuroblastoma child in New Zealand who's alive today.
Wow. And how does that make you feel knowing that this company has had such an impact?
I mean, it's incredibly moving and I feel really humbled by it because, you know, having children, you just know how precious they are to you. And the idea that something I wanted to do has made that kind of difference to a family I've met is, I mean, it's incredibly humbling. And I never imagined, I mean, I would have hoped it would make a difference. But when you actually see it to that extent, you just think, well, that's a really, the end of my days, that's going to be a good thing to look back on and think, well, I made a difference to that family's life.
Okay, well, we've got you here. And before we let you go, I really want to help people out there that are considering this. They might have heard of it and they're like, I don't know enough, you know, and the story I was telling you before we started this interview is, you know, it still can be quite overwhelming for people. My sister was pregnant and a friend offered to buy this for her as a present. You know that friend, but it all felt a bit too hard, but it's not the case. And that's the real thing that we want to drive home is it is not difficult to do.
It is super easy. You go onto our website, you click on the button that says buy now. It's www.cordbank.co.nz. You fill in a form and we then send and choose your payment plan and we send by courier the cord blood kit to you. You take it with you. You don't open it to your hospital or where you're having your baby. When your baby is born, your midwife or your obstetrician takes the cord blood from the umbilical cord. Baby doesn't feel a thing, no nerves in it. Pops it back in the cord bank box. The courier brings it to us at the lab in Auckland, and that's your job done. Our job goes on a little more than that, and we finally end up storing it at minus 107 degrees below zero cryogenically. So we've got lots of kit up there. But that's all. The only thing you have to do is register online and remember to take the cord blood kit into the hospital with you, and we'll do the rest.
It's really exciting, not only for, you know, the celebration that is 20 years of building an epic New Zealand company, but also that this is happening right now. This is not some sort of futuristic world we're living in. And so I'm interested, the science is changing so rapidly. What are we in for? Like, within this technology, is it developing all the time? Like,
I think this technology is one of those things where, I mean, cord blood stem cells have always been in people's umbilical cords since the beginning of time. So they themselves aren't new. What's new is sort of the medical and scientific recognition of the power of these stem cells and the fact that there's no risk in using them. So if you use your own stem cells, it's not going to be a side effect. So they are the perfect match for you, and they are being used more and more. There are 298 studies at the moment in the States using umbilical cord blood for all different kinds of, for multiple sclerosis, for diabetes, for all of these different conditions where the body needs regeneration. And what better than your own stem cells? So the future is now, and cord blood stem cells have always been with us.
I'm yet to have kids, but I've been told by so many people, including really dear friends, that this is just an absolute must for me. So I will be seeing you hopefully soon.
We would welcome you and your baby.
One thing I know for sure, though, is parenting is hard. And that's just a fact. You know, 20 years now. Now, so what is the biggest thing that you get from helping parents in this way?
I think it's taking one worry off their minds, you know, giving them, you know, parenting is a stressful and worrying pursuit, definitely from my kind of thinking. And what I feel is by allowing them to bank their cord blood stem cells, they know they've done everything they can. And that's a sort of a peace of mind in this area that, you know, that I wanted for myself and I've given them. So that's the main point. The main point is letting them know that they have this opportunity. The stem cells are there if they need them. And that's one less thing to worry about.
I am so happy for you. Congratulations. 20 years is a really incredible accomplishment. You know, how we try and finish every interview is with gratitude. You know, it's Saturday morning. There's probably a lot of parents out there listening, you know, perhaps that have already been through the service. And so, yeah, just in reflection as you look back, but also here on your Saturday, what are you grateful for this morning?
Look, I'm grateful to live in a country where it's possible to say, actually, there isn't a cord blood bank here. I want to start one. And to have sort of survived the regulation and the process that's required by MedSafe and the Ministry of Health. And to have provided a company that's in New Zealand, owned by New Zealanders, run by New Zealanders, where, you know, fellow New Zealanders can bank their cord blood. And you know, I'm really grateful to have got the trust and the confidence of the thousands of people that have done it. You know, grateful for this chance to share the story of cord blood so that other parents who are super busy or expectant parents can hear about this and recognise the difference it could make and join our family.
And if you would like to join the family or learn more, head to cordbank.co.nz. Thank you so much, Jenny.
That was Your Biz Today, your daily business catch-up from Today FM.